Let's talk money. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to a brand new week.
Yeah, very good morning,
Mike. So things ended ugly Saturday, Friday in America. What are we expecting?
Yeah, so where we're at right now. So we've had the weekend off, a brief respite from all the market madness, but the virus, of course, doesn't have the weekend off, so still plenty going on. Where did we finish the end of last week? Well, Mike, you know what? You can't gild the lily on this one. It was a pretty ugly week. All US indices were weaker on Friday, culminating in the worst weekly losses since 2008. There's a cheery thought from my morning. There's a very good possibility the Dow could deliver its worst month since 1931. The S&P 500, probably the worst since 1940. The NASDAQ, though, it's keeping in this millennium. We'll probably see the worst since tech wreck in 2001. Look, Mike, this is going to deliver an economic hole. We could see a quarter in the US, say, minus 5, minus 6 GDP economic growth in the second quarter. And remember what I said last week? In the US, they annualise that quarterly number when they report it. So you see these headlines of GDP down 20%. Just concentrate on that's just one quarter. And I think we're going to see this volatility continue. But Mike, really, it's I sort of sit here now and I say, look, what should we be looking at? Like, what are the things that we should be looking at? Because you're going to find negative news if you want to find negative news. There's going to be plenty of that. We're in a pretty ugly place, but this crisis will have an end point. It does have an end point. So if you are sort of forward looking, what sort of things should we be looking at? And the things I think we should be looking at are the efforts to slow the spread working. What efforts are being done to slow the spread? What progress is being made to find a treatment, not necessarily a vaccine, but a treatment? Because if there is treatment, then that takes some of the fear out of the economy, takes some of the fear out of the population. Of course, the holy grail here is a vaccination. So it's the duration of this economic dislocation to me that's pretty critical. Right now, Mike, I sort of had the weekend to think of it. I'm trying to remain intellectually realistic but optimistic at the same time. I mean, we need to, I just think, Mike, we need to move hard and fast right now. The economic damage is in the bag. It's in the bag. We're going to have economic damage. You know, whichever way you look at it, you're going to have economic damage. But we can limit the damage,
exactly,
certainly in New Zealand, by moving hard and fast, close the schools, restrict travel, and then you get it out the road. Let's get it out the road quickly. Then you'll restrict the economic damage.
Couldn't agree more. I mentioned Australia a moment ago, another $66 billion coming their way.
Yeah, they're just throwing everything at it. Another $66 billion, as you said. So they've thrown $189 billion at the Australian economy now. So that's $17.6 billion in the first package, $105 billion from the RBA and the government to the banks last week. So in total, Mike, that's 9.7% of GDP. So the first package, they had $25,000 payments for businesses with turnovers up to $50 million. They've hiked that up to $100,000. So that should help 690,000 businesses, 7.8 million people, 30,000 not-for-profit charities. They've been bought in as well. Workers can actually get early access to up to $20,000 of their superannuation. So that's similar to people here being able to grab some of their KiwiSaver prior to becoming 65. The job seeker, which is people looking for work, they get extra support, as do pensioners, carers, grants for up to $100,000 for small and medium businesses. But also, Mike, we're getting reports out of the US that Steve Mnuchin and the Trump administration are working on getting agreement with other congressional leaders for a huge aid package, which would allow the Fed and the administration to lend up to $4 trillion to businesses, giving checks to middle and low-income families. It will also allow Mnuchin to lend to seriously dressed and essential businesses. But, Mike, just buckle in. It's going to be another crazy week in front of us.
Indeed it is. Here numbers, please.
The Dow Jones closed at 19,173. It was down 913, or 4.55%. The S&P 500, 2304, down similar percentage. The NASDAQ, 6879, down 3.79%. The FTSE 100, though, they were up in trading, 5190, up 39. The Nikkei, 16,552. They lost 173. Shanghai Composite, 2745. They gained 43. In Australasia, positive on Friday. The ASX 200, 4816, they were up 33. The NZX 50 gained 87 points, 0.96%, closing at 9196. Now, the currencies, Mike, these are the best I can do because there are very, very wide spreads out there. So these are indicative only. On the US dollar, 0.5704, against the Aussie, 0.9854, against the euro, 0.5350, against the pound 0.4904, against the yen 63.292, gold trading at $1,498.25, Brent crude $26.98.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it as always. Another big week ahead. Andrew Keller at JMI Wealth.